Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. In 1971, a well-known soft drink company produced a jingle which quickly became a hit song. The television ad featured young people from many different cultures on a sunny hillside in Italy singing the refrain, "I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company." The commercial was a huge success. Radio stations across the country received many requests for the song to be replayed. Clearly, both the melody and the message resonated with people who longed for harmony among the nations. Our world is just as chaotic today as it was in the early 70s, if not more so. We grow tired of the constant conflict all around us. So much fighting and quarreling in the news, on the internet, at work, and in our homes. We wish there were some easy path to peace, some way to get everyone to work together toward common goals. But the human heart is naturally inclined toward selfishness and suspicion. For countless centuries, we have lived in never-ending conflict. Clearly, no song or soda alone can create true peace and unity. When Christ Jesus calls his people to walk together in his name, he doesn't use a gimmick or emotional manipulation to unite us. The hymns we sing as Christian congregations are not composed of empty lyrics, but lasting truths. The next time you attend worship with your fellow believers, pay close attention to the words of the songs you sing. The melodies themselves may be ancient or contemporary. The chord progressions may be familiar to you or brand new. But listen carefully to the words. Reflect on their meaning and their importance for you, for your family, for all people. Good Christian songs will point you to the love of God in Christ, which is revealed to us in the Scriptures. They recount the many blessings God continues to pour out on us. Forgiveness, peace, life, salvation, all through the work of his perfect Son, Jesus, who came to unite us sinners with a holy God. Through his sacrifice, we have been reconciled to God and to each other. Faith in God's promises joins us with the people sitting in the pew next to us and to those all over the world who share a common Savior, Jesus Christ. We can't help but blend our voices together in thanking him. Peace in Jesus is no illusion. He is the real thing. Lord Jesus, open my lips to sing your praises together with your people everywhere. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.